What's that early since there's a full compliment? It's Saturday. How did that happen? How wonderful. Well, hi, everybody. We smile together, a long, slow, deep breath. Feeling present and present with all beings. And as we settle, being present, we call into our hearts and minds limitless beings. And we might call into our hearts and minds specific groups of people or individuals. And with deep empathy, because we sit comfortably, we sit safely, we have the capacity to sit wherever we are, we have an environment in which to do that. So, taking note of all of that, we allow ourselves to think deeply and truthfully. There is a lot of suffering in this world. And the very components of this moment for ourselves are not had, not available, or have been torn asunder for many human beings. And we'll just keep it to human beings for right now. So first we think on that with presence and empathy and truth. And then we breathe in and exchange that suffering, that hardship, those losses. Breathe them in into the emptiness of empathy and compassion. Empty in that it can embrace anything. Empty in that there is no preference. Empty like the ocean holds all things. And we breathe out goodness. We breathe out. May all your needs be met. May violence stop. Hostilities cease. You breathe in and breathe out, and you create your words around it, your sentiment. But we exchange. We breathe in, like the air exchanges, and breath exchanges for out breath. We're not breathing it into ourselves, so we don't have to worry, have a worry for ourselves if that arises. That's unfounded. We're just breathing in the fact that we sit right now in ease, our needs met. Not in violence. Whatever else you would list. And so we seek to invite the hardship, pain, and suffering of other human beings into this state of well-being, comfort, and ease. Exchange energetically. Their hardship for our ease. Breathing in and breathing out. And we do this with the aspiration that all beings have happiness and no being has suffering. So we share our happiness right now for those who are suffering in some way. We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings. Practices such as this, including every kind of wishing well for others and praying forward, that type of thing. Every act of generosity, of patience, kindness, every act of holding others in just a warm-hearted presence and listening and so forth. Every act, every donation we make to try to make the world a better place every time we use, bamboo toilet paper or whatever it is that does not do damage to other beings of any kind, to the extent that we can, the extent that we don't eat meat, on and on, whatever it is that anyone chooses to do. These benefit us. The Dalai Lama was asked once about this exchange practice. Who benefits? Do you really think other beings benefit? He was asked. He said the primary benefit is to oneself because it changes our mind. It can eventually bring greater peace of mind into our mind. And of course, it brings forward a cultivation of empathy and looking out for others and caring for others, cultivation of empathy. So we benefit. We are ensuring that we are changing the habit of consciousness that sees others as separate, that changes hatred, that changes aggression, that changes and these kinds of things that are inside all beings, all sentient beings. We benefit. If the energetics, if we believe in energetics, if we believe in that there's no separation between us all as beings, then we can have confidence that those prayers, those energetics, those Tonglen ideas, that they are a benefit to others, but we benefit first. Our minds are changed, our habits transformed. We start to think more and more of loving kindness and empathy and less about ourselves and less about self-absorption and so forth. Thank you all for having a concern for others and having a practice. Love you. Great day.